Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue. I am a sexuality author. I am an erotica editor. I have a lot of books. I'm also a columnist. I write about tech and sometimes sex and tech at ZDNet for CBS Interactive. And I do a whole lot of other things, including podcasting. So if you want to find out more about me, please visit my website, which is tinynibbles.com, like tiny nibbles, like little bites. Or you can keep up with me by following me on Twitter at Violet Blue. Now, I've been a professional sex educator for many years, and so I end up spending my extra time doing sex nerdy things, like lecturing to sex ed students and volunteering doing sex ed crisis counseling. So this means I get a lot of sex questions, and I'm dedicated to giving accurate sex information that's non-judgmental, warm, and welcoming for everybody. So this is an episode of Sex Answers. I'm taking questions that I've been answering from people with their permission and providing you with the answers that I've given them. The topics on our menu for this episode include a girl who wants her guy to take control in bed, a woman who's worried about her vagina being too loose, a guy who touches himself in his sleep a lot, and a girl who got back together with her ex, and she's understandably worried about STD and STI risks. So all of these questions are from heterosexual women, but all genders and orientations will probably want to listen to what I've had to say. Our first question is a woman who wants him to take control and be dominant in bed. Dear Violet, my boyfriend and I have been together for a few years. I think the idea of my boyfriend being dominant is a real turn-on, but I think he is too nice to pull it off. I fantasize about having him take control, but I think he'd be too worried about hurting me or hurting my feelings or making me cry. The thing is, I don't think I care, and I want to find out. It sounds hot. How can I make him dominate me? Dear delightful reader, I think you're in a situation that has a lot of solutions. I'll suggest a few, and you try the approaches that feel right for the two of you. The first thing I want to point out is that this is one of the most common styles of questions I get at the sex hotline, where somebody, usually a guy, asks how they can make their lover, i.e. their girlfriend, do something, such as anal sex, or watch porn with them, give them fellatio, etc. The question is, how can I make her blank? And it's pretty typical, which is fine. But I want to make sure that you know that there is actually no way you can make anyone do something sexually that they don't want to. That doesn't mean your boyfriend might not want to dominate you. He may not understand exactly what it is that you want, or how to do it. If you've talked to him, and he flat out states he thinks dominating you is wrong, for whatever his reasons, then you'll want to change your expectations about having him dominate you for the foreseeable future. But if this isn't the case, listen on. The most direct way would be to tell him what you want, and this means figuring out exactly what you'd like him to do to you in a few sample scenarios. Did you see the film Secretary? In one scene, she takes her boyfriend's hand while they're making out and tries to get him to spank her by forcing his hand to make the motion. And it totally fails. He doesn't get it. Yet, she also doesn't come out and say, I think it would be really hot and turn up my attraction to you if you would smack my bottom like you mean it when you kiss me right now. I know that's a lot to say, but you get the idea. What's important about that mouthful of words is that it starts out by explaining why it would be really cool to have that happen, i.e., I think it would be really hot and turn up my attraction to you, and then the what, if you would smack my bottom, like you mean it, when you kiss me right now. And that reminds the person that you're engaging them. But if you don't feel like blurting it all out, there are a couple of other ways you can go about it. One way to introduce asking for his dominant side to come out is to begin foreplay, like making out, and gently ask him to be a little more forceful. Sample lines can include, ooh, grab my hair and kiss me, yes, hold it tight. Or, when we're like this, you could spank me if you want to. Can you try it? The key here is that you're telling him, A, exactly what you want, and B, exactly what he should do to give you what you want. The blanket you want to wrap all these requests in is to tell him how hot it makes you and how sexy it makes him appear to you. If you don't feel comfortable asking directly, or if you've tried this and it hasn't worked out, you can try what I call the third-party approach. This is when you introduce the thing you want by using someone else to bring up the idea. Or actually, something else. The key here is to be as precise as you can with knowing your own desires and expressing them. Examples might include spanking, being held down, feeling helpless, restraints or ropes, or pretending he's quote-unquote forcing you to do something. The third party can be a sexy movie, like Secretary, that shows seems similar to what you want to try, Afterward, you can say, hey, remember that scene with the saddle and the carrot? What did you think? And then you can take it from there, choosing to reveal your feelings depending on how receptive he seems to your ideas. Other methods include erotica, like the short story collection Please Sir by Rachel Kramer Bussell, which focuses on male-dominant, female-submissive scenes, or even collections for women or couples, such as a lot of collections from Cleus Press, which all contain at least one female-submissive, male-dominant story in them. And what do you do with this erotica? Well, you could read stories aloud to him, you could leave books laying around with stories earmarked for him to discover, etc. You can be creative. And then if he wants to try it out with you, congratulations. The first time, be sure to react in a way that encourages him to explore his dominant side and gives him confidence that he's good at it, and also isn't doing something wrong, that he's actually doing what you hope for. Many men are raised being told that to hurt a woman, especially in regard to sex, is fundamentally wrong. But you can let him know that this is a safe space for you to explore these fantasies together. It's different. And that if he does go a bit too far, remind him that you'll tell him if he does, and everything will still be okay. Next up is a girl who is very worried about being tight enough for her boyfriend, and what to do with her concerns about vaginal looseness. Dear Violet, I'll get right to the point. I'm not as tight as I should be when we have sex. I have a husband but no kids. We have a good sex life, and he's not small, but over the years I've liked bigger things and have a private collection of big toys. I don't mean a little big. I mean the biggest toys that Good Vibrations sells. I think this is why I don't feel as much as I should when we have sex. I wonder if he can feel it too. I've been looking at shrink creams and wonder if they work. What can I do? Have I ruined myself? I'm worried. Dear delightful reader, don't fret. I've had questions similar to yours, and you're not the only woman who has had this concern or these issues. Buckle up, Buttercup, and I'll tell you what to do. Liking big things is nothing to be ashamed of, in case you're wondering. When talking about pleasure mechanics, the vagina can be divided into thirds. The first third is what responds most to touch and vibration, whereas the inner two-thirds are what responds pleasurably to shape, fullness, and rhythm. Some women like a lot of that full feeling, and they need that full feeling to have really strong orgasms. That's why the sex act fisting, which is inserting all the fingers, possibly knuckles, only slowly into the vagina, can feel really good for some women. But does this stretch us out? You'd be surprised at how resilient the vagina is. It is made to expand and deflate, and is filled with blood vessels and tissue to give it a quicker recovery time than other parts of the body. There are a lot of shameful rumors about the vagina getting too stretched out from use, but these are designed to hurt women who have sexual agency. Basically to shame the slut. Your use of big toys may be making your vaginal barrel used to accommodating bigger things, so when you go back to something smaller, it doesn't feel the same. If you stopped using the large objects after a few weeks, or up to 2 months, depending on your age and proximity to menopause, you'd be feeling tighter again. You don't have to stop playing with your big toys. Instead, get serious about doing your Kegel exercises. Do them in several different ways, twice a day or more. This will give you more muscular control and gripping power, something you can enjoy during sex, and when your Kegels are strong, you can clamp down and keep it that way effortlessly. That will heighten your orgasms as well. Also, experiment with different sexual positions with your partner. Anything that makes your body smaller or more compact will tighten your vagina during sex, and he'll definitely feel it. For instance, instead of lying on your back, bring your knees up while he's on top of you to curl your body into a tight little curve. I really want you to avoid so-called shrink creams and all arousal creams or topical balms that promise to make you tighter or smaller. They are pure snake oil and may contain alum, among all kinds of other potentially harmful and in some cases carcinogenic ingredients. Alum is an astringent, an irritant, and it's corrosive. It is FDA approved for ingestion, but toxic. 1 ounce will kill a human being. No one has looked at the effects of these products on the human body, not to mention our precious vaginas, so I can't recommend them at all and can only caution against them. The next question comes from a lady whose guy not only touches himself in his sleep, but he ejaculates too. Dear Violet, I was fascinated by a question you answered a while back about the man who touches himself in the night. I have a similar situation, but it's something we're both aware of and trying to solve. The problem is, he ejaculates in his sleep. It happens about once a week. He's too embarrassed to ask a doctor about it. I tell him it's okay, but I honestly want to know if there's anything we can do to stop it. We're very open, and I think we have a great sex life. Is it because he needs something more? Dear delightful reader, it sounds like my sex answer about guys touching themselves in their sleep really hit close to home for you, literally. I'm not sure if your sweetie is touching himself to release, or if it's just happening on its own, but it seems he is indeed having nocturnal emissions. We usually think that wet dreams or nocturnal emissions are for pubescent and teen boys. I'm sure your husband thinks that too, and I'll bet it's really confusing for him as well. Men past teen years don't expect their bodies to act like they're all boners all the time years, though I think they hope for this. Except for when that means having potentially embarrassing wet dreams in the middle of the night, right next to the hot wife. Research tells us that men ejaculate more as they age past puberty, with a steady decline into the senior years. That's right, guys come more when they're grown up than when they're horny teenagers. Perhaps this explains why they're thought of as horny teenagers and not satisfied young men. What's happening to your guy can be traced by the information in my last answer. Basically, he's having nightly erections, and his body wants to complete the cycle. This is natural, and I dare I say the word, normal. I'd also like to point out that he seems to be saving all of his orgasms for you. If he was having them in his off hours, away from you, he'd likely not be having wet dreams with his body needing to fulfill a biological function. So, what can you do? It's apparent that you two talk about sex, so suggesting that you have more probably won't be a problem. More sex, that is. The solution is to keep an eye on his orgasmic cycle and see how regularly he has orgasms. All men will be different, so I can't give you a formula that says he should have X number of ejaculations a week to keep himself regular. But I can say to watch him and learn. You might have sex 3 times a week, this is hypothetical, and then when you skip 4 or 5 days, he has a nocturnal emission. This is the kind of pattern to look for. And you can solve it by developing a rhythm to keep him regular. For instance, if you know it's been a little longer than usual, and even if you don't feel in the mood, you can give him a hand before bed to make the night a peaceful one. I can't tell you that this technique will make the issue go away completely, but it will lessen the frequency. This sounds cute and sweet, and actually it is. We take care of each other in relationships, and this is one of the many ways. If you had a need for release that wasn't always in the front of your mind, I'm betting he'd be happy to oblige if he understood that you just wouldn't sleep well unless you had his special care. However, I do want to tell you to keep an eye out for anything else that might be affecting his sexual cycle. If he's experiencing painful ejaculation or other problems that seem medical in nature, or is taking medication you might be affecting his sexual functions, then you want to press him to talk to a doctor or urologist. I'm also suggesting a urologist because a full bladder is often linked to nocturnal emissions. Now, some people listening might have thought, well, maybe have him do his Kegels. That should help. Well, information conflicts as to whether Kegel exercises reduce or increase the propensity for a man to have nocturnal emissions, so you can recommend that he try strengthening his PC muscles, though knowing that your mileage may vary. Our last question in this episode is from a girl who just reunited with her boyfriend, but found out that he hooked up with someone else when they were apart. Dear Violet, I wanted to get your advice on a situation I just found out about. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years, and we've been through a lot. Things were getting hard, so last year we broke up for a while to take time off. We love each other so much, or at least I do. This is what I'm confused about. After we got back together, we started going to family therapy to solve our problems so we can stay together. My son really missed him, too. But after a session recently, he told me he saw someone while we were in time off. He didn't tell me when we first got back together, and we've had sex many times since. I didn't know I should have been worried about this, and now I'm scared. The thing is, too, I don't know who the other woman was or what happened, and it's driving me crazy. What should I do? Maybe I'm overprocessing, but I just can't get the other woman out of my mind. I don't know if I can get over it, and I'm worried about the truth about my health. Dear delightful reader, that sounds like a very emotionally confusing situation, and it is. Add to that concerns about your sexual health and safety, and it's no wonder you're so upset. Don't be too hard on yourself. You've had a surprise, and your feelings and worries are very valid. There are things I can absolutely clear up for you and provide you concrete tools to deal with, and there are a few things in your situation that are up to you and ultimately up to your boyfriend. It is really unfortunate that he didn't disclose he had sex with another partner while you were apart, at the very least for your physical health and at most for your emotional well-being. Depending on the way you arrange the time off and your policies about seeing other people in that time, if you had a policy, I can only hope he followed any rules or agreements you might have made. There are a few things you must ask him, and it's not going to be easy. You need to know if he had unprotected sex with his sex partner. You also need to ask him any and all questions you have about the affair. If you don't ask, you will always wonder. Unless you know you can decide and let it go. This is something you'll want to bring up when you are in counseling together so that you can discuss it in a neutral setting with the help of an impartial professional. Your health is of utmost importance, and acting on this sooner than later is essential. I can't help you decide if he's telling you the complete truth about his sexual encounters or not. I can tell you what your risks are, and tell you that regardless of the trust issues you now need to work out with him, you should get tested no matter what. This might be hard to think about, but knowledge is power. You will need to ask if he had protected sex with a condom and if he engaged in oral sex, giving and or receiving. Most men do not use a condom when receiving oral sex unless it is insisted upon by a sex worker, but it is something you should know about. Obviously, if you have exhibited any symptoms of an STI, sexually transmitted infection, or STD, sexually transmitted disease, you should see your OBGYN as soon as possible. If you've experienced anything unusual in your vaginal or oral health, go to your doctor and explain your situation. You can always call the American Social Health Association's hotline at 800-227-8922 and discuss anything you think might be symptoms with them. Unless I took your sexual history and your boyfriend's sexual history, I couldn't hazard a guess at your risk level in this situation. And because of him, your sexual health is feeling like it's not under control right now. That's about to change. I can tell you that if he had unprotected sex, and if his partner was infected with a virus or infection, actively infected, when they had sex, then you are certainly at risk. At the very base level, you should ask your doctor for a battery of tests, including syphilis, gonorrhea, and HPV, though it is unlikely you will be tested for herpes unless you absolutely know that you have been exposed. Generally, you don't get tested for herpes, or they won't give you a test for herpes unless you state you've had known exposure. An HIV test is fine to get, though unless he had unprotected anal sex with someone HIV positive, your risk level for HIV is statistically low. Again, you'll know how to answer your doctor's questions about which tests to get if your boyfriend tells you what happened, but you'll also want to tell your healthcare practitioner that you may not have all the facts at hand. I'm not a doctor, and you should talk to your doctor about testing and diagnosis. I can definitely tell you that you should see one, at least for peace of mind. If your doctor seems unsympathetic and tells you not to get tested, Planned Parenthood will see you anonymously in major cities, and they will not turn anyone away for lack of funds. If you're in the Bay Area, I can highly recommend the Women's Community Clinic in San Francisco. Good luck with the boy, and know that you're about to get control back over your sexual health. That's all the sex answers for this episode. If you like this, come check me out. I share free sex stuff all over the web, and it's fun. Again, I'm a best-selling sex author, an award-winning erotica editor, blogger, tech columnist for CBS Interactive on Tech Broiler, and I've even been an occasional sex expert for Oprah. If you want to find out more about me, do visit my website, tinynibbles.com, or follow along with me at Violet Blue. If this is the first time you've tuned in, thank you so much. This podcast does a combination of nonfiction sex ed and erotica, and they're often from the hottest new erotica books. However, you won't find these stories in iTunes, so if you want to listen to the rest of this podcast and get free audio erotica, just Google Open Source Sex, or you can go to opensourcesex.org. So, thank you so much for listening to Open Source Sex. Strong man.